Every day before a race begins, the Champion Systems team meets in their RV. A handful of cyclists sit quietly, suited up in racing jerseys, looking pensive. General Manager Ed Beeman lays out the strategy.
Take control of the field early if some of the big guys are going up the road. You guys don't need to panic, right?
Unless Beeman's been running cycling teams for 2 decades.
Pay attention to Radio Shack and Garmin, but really we want you guys conserving and thinking about the finish.
And Team Champion Systems is a pro continental team, a kind of mid-level category for pro cyclists. And they're the only team of that kind based in China. It's part of an effort to grow the pro cycling community throughout Asia. As minutes tick down to the starting gun, team staffers pile into 2 cars. Beeman drives the first one, mechanic Chris Davidson comes along, and they let me join in. There's so much joking around, we barely hear the official start. Soon enough, we're rolling, taking laps around downtown Aspen.
I think that's 3 laps.
And like to get things started with a roll call for the seats and caravan order.
The voice of the race radio is of a woman who is riding ahead in one of the official lead cars. As the race proceeds, she reports what's happening at the front of the peloton. Riding with her is one of the officials, known as a commissaire. As we climb up Highway 82 towards Independence Pass, riders that can't keep up with the peloton begin to drop back, including one from our team named Thomas. Ed Beeman gives him encouragement.
Thomas, just good rhythm, use the cars, right, and just steady.
Beeman is telling him to ride in amongst the cars, drafting and saving energy. And Beeman says that's not cheating.
It's part of the rhythm of the race, you know. The cars are essential. We have to be here. And as long as we're here, there's no reason to force them to sit out there. And actually, to be able to come out the back of the field and know you're in trouble, but stay mentally strong enough to fight to maintain position so that you have the chance to come back. It's actually a fairly dramatic mental challenge.
Eventually, the peloton rounds the curve and the top of Independence Pass appears. There's spectators in Lycra and costumes, and then everything quickly becomes more serious.
So descent of Independence Pass now. Between 50 and 70 miles an hour, pretty consistently. A couple of switchbacks.
Riders down, riders down, Bissell. You have a rider down, rider 113, I believe. We have a rider's nose on Jelly Belly. One Jelly Belly rider, one Bissell rider. Just before the hairpin. Jelly Belly rider.
So now on the climb, the field is broken up quite a bit. And so we have riders that are using the descent to try to chase back to the main bunch. And it's a pretty technical descent, especially at the top. So everybody has to really be attentive right now, the drivers especially, to make sure that they're keeping an eye out for the riders that are coming up behind them, because at this point the riders can go faster than the cars can.
Fortunately, there aren't any more crashes, at least that we come across. Then it seems nearly every rider takes a nature break in the flats below the pass. Riders here and there fully stop along the road to pee, and as they return to the road, the peloton picks up speed again. We hand off water bottles and bags with food for the riders, sprint through Buena Vista, and head over to Fair Play. Then the race really begins. One of our riders, Chad Beyer, is in the breakaway. That is, he's in a small group that's taken off in front of the rest of the riders. We zoom past all the other cars, even the peloton, and catch up with Beyer, who's in good spirits. Sport director Chris Wary rolls down his window and...
Dude, this is a great move for you, Chad.
You're barely riding.
I know, but it's more than 4 minutes.
4 seconds for the solo chaser.
So,
4 minutes to the field.
Anything else?
Beyer asks for a Coke to keep him going.
So, dude, you're like the best climber in here. There's a lot of all-arounders.
Open.
But you're one of the best guys, so this is open.
I'll play it smarter.
Yeah, just take it easy. Wait for the climb, huh?
Okay. 33.
In the end, another rider is first to make it to the top of the next mountain pass. But still a good and successful day for Team Champion Systems during the Pro Challenge. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Elise Thatcher.